Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ernest, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait, don't hesitate, head over there now.
Music is the hard part. We can talk about that if you're interested. Mm-hmm. That's the hardest part.
Music is harder than getting names?
Yeah, yeah, musicians is the hardest part.
Why?
Because they come with the most baggage. Nah, it's real. It's,
talk to him, Kitty Birds.
It's real. It's real. That's a fact.
They
come with the most baggage. 9 times out of 10, you can't go through them directly. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of people we could just go through directly. Like, I need you here. All right. Them, you got to talk to their manager, and then their manager's manager, and then their riders, and they don't know their schedule. They might be on tour, they might not be on. Like, just give me an answer. They put you in limbo for weeks at a time. They
can't
don't get
confirm
back
right
to
now.
So the music, that's a headache.
I need 40 bottles of.
That is a headache, man. I mean, some musicians, like, shout out to Ross. Mm-hmm. That's easy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That good dude. So it's not every musician that is bad like that, but a lot of them, man.
Yeah, unless, so like Ross makes it easier because we've sat down with him before.
Right.
We interviewed him at him for Hunter's event. We did it on Assets Over Liabilities. So there's a relate. He knows who we are, yeah. Right? Same thing with Tip. We call Tip. It's going to be an easier call because
CTI on there.
Nah, nah.
Wait, just wait on it.
Okay. Just wait on it, because I saw Jeezy's name, I was like, yeah, I was thinking of all my favorite songs, and I don't ever think I've seen him in concert. So this is really giving me a chance to like see people in concert. That was my first time actually in Vest Fest watching Rick Ross perform.
That was a hell of a
And he's right in front of me. I said, this is Rick Ross. I was going to say
is the first time you get to see me perform. But yeah, Ross.
That was a hell of a performance.
That was crazy.
Yeah. Shout out to Rose.
He went above and beyond.
I mean, all like Kiss, he did a great performance for us at MSG.
Yep, relationships.
Yep. So it is beneficial to book artists that are familiar with us.
Yeah.
That makes it easier. Like we did Jim and at the Apollo.
Mm-hmm.
That's easy. But yeah, you know, these artists, man, they got a lot. They got a lot, man. But you know what's so crazy? So we booked several different billionaires, right?
Mm-hmm.
And from Dan Cathy to Don Peebles to Tyler Perry to Robert Smith to Diddy as well.
Novogratz.
Mike Novogratz. You know what's so crazy? Especially from the, well, Diddy hasn't sent a rider yet either, but we've never received a rider from a billionaire.
Mm. Yeah. One.
Tyler Perry's rider was...
I want a
haircut and
bananas
and
apple juice,
water, like water. Like
the simplest thing.
Minimal. We never received any demands or crazy requests from billionaires.
You know, Dan Cathy, I'm talking about owner of Chick-fil-A. He's walking around.
But
by himself.
With a name tag.
What a
name tag on.
Yeah.
But the crazy thing about it is, I don't know where this rider thing came from.
That's a musician thing. KB, that's a musician thing, right?
No, but I'm just saying, yeah. It's like some things we just don't question. Because I just thought about that today. I'm like, we book a bunch of people in business, entrepreneurs, athletes, whatever. Why do musicians only have riders?
I think it's really? I think the origin comes from it's from music, but it's what they would like to feel comfortable when they get to a venue, which is all right, I get it. But some of the things is like, yo, 20 bottles of champagne. I'm not sure if that's gonna make you feel comfortable if you're gonna be there for 15 minutes. You know what I'm saying? So like, some of the things it's just like.
But the problem is that they get coddled to, and they're not handling their own business.
Mm.
So it's like because. Like, let's have a 2-minute conversation about this, because I just thought about this today. Why is a rider needed if nobody else has a rider? Right? What? Like, do you ever think about that? Nobody else has a rider.
Right.
Right? Like, if Don Peebles doesn't have a rider, you come to a venue, you're going to be in a green room, you can expect that there's going to be food there for you. There's going to be water, there's going to be juice, there's going to be beverage. If you have a special request that you might want, you know, a halal meal, then we can accommodate that, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm just curious to know why musicians are the only people that have riders. And the riders are alcohol, at a tremendous amount of alcohol that you can't consume. So it's like if you have 10 bottles of champagne and... Who normalized this?
Yeah.
And I realized that it's from the nightclub. Most of them, you know, these come from nightclubs, right? Where they just go to a nightclub and it's like, we got to really start to think about this.
Yeah.
Why are we providing, if we're paying you for a service, then you should just be paid for a service.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be paid for a service and have 15 bottles of tequila at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
If you want to buy tequila, then you buy tequila.
What's the check I'm giving you?
Organic flavored hummus.
and then you want your money in cash. There's a variety of different things that make this a lot more difficult dealing with musicians, which I understand why. Like concert promoters, they got a hard job because now you got to deal with 100, like say Rolling Loud, they got to deal with 100 artists.
Oh. 100
riders.
Imagine that.
And if you got 100 of them, now you got to worry about the punctuality. Of it.
No, that's another thing.
Right? Because the thing is like now, yeah, I booked you and you're supposed to be, but now I need you to be here on time.
They never come on time.
And if you're not on time, there's an audience of 12,000 people that are waiting for you to be there. Or 20,000. You know what I'm saying? So it's like
I'm concerned because it's like this has become normalized and it's just passed. It's normal. It's normal for rappers. You got to tell a rapper to come 2 hours early because you know he's going to come at least an hour and a half late. But nobody ever questions that. Yeah. Nobody else does that.
I like the fact that you guys are like even right now educating on it and really challenging the system, because I think as you're talking about it, I'm like, yo, this is real. And maybe
we had to put extra time on your thing.
Remember we kept running your time back?
We had to put extra time.
You thought you was tripping out? And I'm like, yo, Dave, we just...
Yeah, I was like, yo, I know I saw that clock.
It said five minutes, then it jumped to 15, and then it got down to 7, and we put it back to 12. And you're like...
That was for
we
Fab.
We were doing some time issues.
Shout out to Fab, good dude. He's actually a great dude, but it is what it is. He's 3 hours late on 5 o'clock on a Sunday. So we're stalling. Mm-hmm. Literally, when he got there, we put the microphone, gave him the money, they counted it,
Cash.
He walked on stage and performed. Like
cash?
Yeah, cash. Yeah. So
cash on delivery.
We literally like
cash on delivery.
We going back and forth with like, where y'all at? Where y'all at? Da, 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 da. Like they like, oh, 5 minutes away.
Pulling up.
Half an hour later, 5 minutes away. Half an hour later, 5 minutes away. So you was on stage.
They spent 30 minutes. They said we on the grounds. I said, they said building B. We trying to find it. 25 minutes. I'm like, bro.
Yo, we like put more time on. Put 15 minutes on.
Keep
put
going,
10
dude.
Minutes on. Put another 15 minutes on. We had to keep adding time.
We gave you the MVP award after that.
Hey, man. I got it. Hey, listen.
If it wasn't
just put
that,
me on right before any artist, okay? Yo, I'll handle it.
If it wasn't for that, we would have been... I don't know what we would have done.
That time, the DJ would have been playing.
Because there was no other program. That was the last thing of the day.
Right. Yeah.
So we would have just had to just... 30 minutes of just nothing, an hour of nothing.
Crowd, we were doing swag serving for 30 minutes.
That's facts.
Yo, you guys are really, like, this is.
But that's why you got to give artists, Fat Joe really, really impressed me. When we interviewed him in Miami, mm-hmm. he impressed me for a few different reasons. So we had him and we had Master P right after. I think you was at the Master P mm-hmm. one.
Yeah.
So we did Fat Joe before we did Master P. The interview, let's say, was at like 2 o'clock, right? So we spaced it where it was like Master P, we'll do Master P at 6 because we know if the interview's at 2, he's not going to come till 3. Because mm-hmm. we just think he's just a rapper.
Yeah.
A, he comes at 1:55.
Mm.
And B, he came by himself. That's another thing. These dudes be coming with 30 people, 25 people.
It was crazy.
And you got a comedy.
That session is crazy right now.
It's ridiculous.
And it's everybody smoking. And it's not even the place to smoke necessarily. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's a time and place for everything.
Yo, it was crazy. Like, this Joe story is crazy because they're calling. I'm calling on the phone like, yo, where's he at? I'm looking for an entourage. They said, nah, he's in that car right there. He's about to get out. I look, it's just him. I'm like, we have to. Yeah,
and that's impressive.
Just him.
And he had like 300,000 worth of jewelry on.
Well, I was going to leave that part out, but.
Nah, he said it. He said it.
Yeah, I mean, that's just how he moved. It was just like, it was just him. He came to the interview. He showed love. And that was it. And again, a relationship. So if we ever had to call on Joe, it's like, all right, well, he knows who we are.
I've never seen that before. Whatever. He's the only person I've ever seen a rapper that came. He literally came by himself.
Well, Kiss came on time. Shout out to Kiss.
No, Kiss came by himself.
Yeah.
He came on time, but he didn't come by himself.
Yeah.
He came by himself.
Yeah.
That was impressive.
I like that we're having this conversation because it's educational too. And our culture needs like shaping, right? These types of conversations.
It's correction. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's not meant to bash anybody, but if we don't correct these things, then we start to normalize dysfunction.
Yeah.
And it's like, I feel like we have a voice, we have a platform, and we have credibility and strength. Like, we are hip hop.
Yeah.
So it's like, this is a family conversation.
Yeah.
So it's like, we have to correct these things because it leads to getting taken advantage of.
Yeah.
It leads to not knowing, doing bad business, because how you do one thing is how you do everything.
Yeah.
So if you're not on top of it, if you're late, if you're always high, if you got a million people around you, these are formulas for disaster.
Yeah.
So it's like, this is a bigger conversation, but the artist need to understand it. And there's artists like LaRussell, like there's a new generation of artists that are changing that mold, but it needs to be done more on a wider scale. Yeah. So it's like, this is a formula that record labels have put in place for artists.
Yeah.
And they give you a manager and they give you a stylist and they give you a rider. You don't even know, you don't know why you're doing these things. It's just been told to you. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is what you're supposed to do. This is what we're going to negotiate for you. This is what you get. You come to the club late. They tell them, like, you come to the club late, fashionably late. You know, come at 2 o'clock.
That's a thing.
Come at 2 o'clock. These are things
club closed at 2:30.
This is not honest.
It's real.
So this is how they're being educated. So like I said, how you do one thing is how you do everything. So if you're told don't come to the club until 1:30, then you thinking I'm supposed to be late.
Yeah.
So it's a business event. I'm supposed to be late. You automatically think that late is on time because I'm an artist and I can't come on time. But the crazy thing is when we interviewed Robert Smith, who's the richest black person in American history, it was on a Friday at 7 o'clock in the morning and he came at 6:50. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
AM.
Yeah. So it's like, this is a person that's up $8 billion and he's up with a 3-piece suit on early.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so it's like, these are the kind of things, never ask for a shot of tequila, you're drinking coffee.
No.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's it. That's the request. That's the rider. Give me some coffee.
So like, it's like,
that happens. Like, you see, like, a lot of these artists who have longevity. Like, we just saw Luda, he's on tour with Janet, right?
Yeah.
There's like this thing going around, like, yo, don't show up late to the show. They're going on time. It's like, yeah, they are.
Yeah.
If you show up at 7:45, he's on the stage at 7:45 in 1 second.
Yeah.
Because he understands the value of his time, but he understands the value of everybody else's time too. You pay for a service. I'm here to entertain. I don't want to have you sitting here for 2 hours waiting for me to come out. And Janet's going to be on clockwork too. And so they understand it, but they have longevity in the space, right? And so, like, if he's setting that trend and nobody's following it and nobody's bringing awareness to it, does it ever change?
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm. This is important. And all the people that are like coming, they're going to come enjoy the show, but have no idea that you guys, from this conversation, you're teaching from the stage, but you're also teaching behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Like you're teaching the artist how to operate. And nobody would ever think that before this moment. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That I'm sure there's certain conversations that you have to have, like, yo, I'm going to need you on time.
You tell them 2 hours early. You do different things. You do different tactics to kind of, you know, ensure that you don't get screwed. Because ultimately, it's not in your best interest for somebody to be late.
Yeah.
So you got to have certain incentives or certain different things of that nature. So you kind of learn that early. Like, when you're working with artists, all right, this is how I got to talk to them. This is how I got to handle this person.